What drew me to the holy streets of Tampa, where perdition and salvation walked together and shared the darkened corners where the wayward lay their heads when Saul reposes? Was it winter or recession that brought the great migration, providence or desperation that pulled us to your heart? Such cruelty I had not yet imagined. Broken men ignited midnight torches like Nero's brilliant Christians, illuminating Roman streets with oil and wood and martyrdom. Such benevolence I had not yet imagined, kindness and charity that I did report as sacraments. And who are you, JC, with the initials of a savior and the piercing eyes of the devil? How did you come to purchase your accommodation in the cruel cage of Attica? What was the dark heart of your secret? Was it murder or something more sinister? For a soul can no worse stain than the lethal mark of Cain. We did not steal, but we ate the food you'd stolen. We did not trust you, but we let you watch our backs. For hunger and weakness are not so discerning as abundance and strength. We three, each in our own way, sought the eye of the needle, the narrow gate into the holy city. I dismounted and found it on the street and beneath the bridges where bedrolls and refuse pass for an abode. For the gate was not a golden arch, but a broken road trodden by the unholy, the unclean, the untouchables. You too saw it in the charlatans, the false prophet who offered salvation for $100, but whose pernicious spell dissipated like the early morning fog before the sun at Tampa's heavy dawn. Tampa, thou holy city, Tampa, thou son of perdition, where salvation was offered for a beggar's alms and hobos carried scripture. In a little church on Franklin Street, I met one of your prophets, an old street fighter whose road to Damascus ended in the holy city, Tampa. He spoke to the killers, he preached to the whores, reached out to the junkies with dead eyes and open sores, gave hope to the hopeless with words like a dart, past tired ears to pierce broken hearts. Sons of perdition, granted exemption, atonement traded for priceless redemption. I saw her at the organ, old and frail, erect and fearless, amazing grace and dignity and stature. A broken man approached her, dressed in rags and gaunt and cheerless, amazing fodder for the coming rapture. Told her a tale of hopelessness, of solitude and pain, how he'd failed both God and man, how his life was but a stain. Saw the goodness in her eyes as she took his filthy hands, raised her voice to heaven to invoke the Son of Man. The prayer that flowed was canticle, the tears that flowed a river, the tongues of fire above their heads gave my soul a shiver. A Pentecostal prayer in a language known to God raised a broken man to ecstasy, benediction we did laud. Felt his presence in the room, his pureness touched my heart, his grace like Moses' staff, making seas of sorrow part. Heard his voice against the wind, saw his face against the sun, felt his sorrow on my cheeks when the deluge had begun. Knew his grace as I lay sleeping, assailable, exposed, beneath the open sky, in exhaustion's deep repose. For we had no door to sprinkle, no dispatch in the night. We beseech thee, pass us over, until morning's cherished light. For we too might well have been, enkindled in the night, like Nero's brilliant Christians, to give the pagans light. If thou wouldst seek the holy city, seek thee not a gate of gold, for the secret of the portal has 2,000 years been told. It is a rough-hewn highway the unholy seek to tread. We must count ourselves among them, see that they are loved and fed. For the architect of Eden and the one whose gate we seek walked with such as these, the lost, the lame, the meek. To reach the holy city and that splendid restive seat, walk thee not only among them, but anoint their blistered feet. Gather thee the stragglers from Medusa's drifting raft, that when he sees thee coming, he might kill the fatted calf.